Okay, so agenda paper number four, which is our work in progress schedule. Now, there are obviously two items to add to this, which are the two papers which we didn't discuss at this meeting, or even three papers. We had the cash flow classification paper that Denise had prepared that we're carrying over to next time. And connected with that is the analysis of the annual improvements, a proposed amendment also to do with classification of cash flows. And then the other item is the submission, so a new item that's submission connected with financial reporting in hyperinflationary economies, which we will do some rework on that and bring a new paper to you at a future meeting. So turning to the paper itself, we have, first of all, our table of the ongoing issues in which we list the business combinations definition of a business, which we've made more progress since the last time we updated you on this. We do expect to bring this to the March meeting now, after we've had a chance to update the FASB staff and just exchange some views with them, share information with them. We have the income taxes item to do with recognition of deferred taxes for unrealized losses. Thomas referred to that earlier on. And we have the deferred tax for single assets in a corporate wrapper issue as well. And obviously there's the employee benefits plans with guaranteed return on contributions. So this is the sort of continuation of D9, which the staff are still working on, and we expect to bring a paper on measurements to you at the March meeting. Then we've got the issues on hold to do with the inventories and long-term prepayments on inventory supply contracts. That's the only other issue on hold, although we've added to that list from a number of the items from this month. And then the new issues are set out there to do with a couple of items related to IFRS 10, one being about continuous assessment of protective rights, and another one to do with putable instruments, whether they're to do with non-controlling interests. And then the third item to do with acquisition of control over joint operations. So those are the issues that the new issues that we've done a certain amount of analysis. We have had quite a number of other submissions or potential submissions through to us that we are doing preliminary analysis on at the moment and talking with submitters to make sure that we fully understand the issues that they submitted to us. So I do expect that there will be some additional items that we'll be bringing to the March meeting on top of these here that we've got listed. Are there any questions about work in progress?
Scott? I have a question on the definition of a business issue. You said you've made some progress on that. Is that likely to come to us with six or seven questions? You know, would this be a business? Would that be a business? Or is there a staff recommendation that kind of puts together some qualitative factors?
What you had asked us to do with that, and what we've done, is to undertake outreach to a number of different organizations, including different industries, to find out how that question is dealt with in practice, what are the kind of rules of thumb, if you like, that people use in practice, a sort of information gathering which we would present to you with a view to it being contributed to the post-implementation review of IFRS 3.
Okay.
So we wouldn't be asking you to propose amendments to the definition of a business or that sort of thing. It's really just to say, look, you know, you sent us away to do this outreach. We want to present it to you, get your feedback on it as well, and then we can collect that together and pass it over to the post-implementation review team for IFRS 3.
Got it. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, now we have a technical problem. We need to close the meeting because we're going into a closed session, but we need to keep Guido on the phone. How do we do that?
That's fine, because we are not broadcasting, we are recording, so we need to make sure that we remind Bob to cut the the tape.
With the exception of our friends in the back here, nobody is paying any attention to us anymore.
Yes, they will do.